Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think 21 virtual conference. And we covered the expert panel session where they took a deeper dive into the co-op and EY study that revealed so many cool things about kind of a member-centric business model and how effective they are. In this clip, though, EY's Nikhil Lely talked about how the experiences, the customer experience or the member experience in this case, is the actual product. And he also touched on how fintechs are no longer on the fringe. They are knocking on our door big time for a big take on the financial services sector. So check it out.
It's the member that is the P&L, not the product. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, and it's great to be here with Eugene, Todd, Samantha. EY's partnership and collaboration with Co-op is something we truly enjoy and love being a part of it. As we think about this context of P&L, what Samantha shared is this notion, and we heard throughout Gene's introductory remarks, that experience becomes the central part of how you satisfy a set of needs. So if a consumer or a member's needs sit in the middle of the way a CU goes to market with the proposition, then really what the reality becomes is your products are no longer your SKUs. Your experiences that you provide are your SKUs, which means the experiences are the products and the members you serve are the P&L that you are trying to actually optimize for. And so what does that mean? Well, let's think about what the data shows us about how fast this environment has shifted in just the past 2 years. When we did our original Next Wave research and partnered with Co-op on this 2 years ago, only 6% of overall US consumers named a fintech as their primary financial relationship. This year, in our study that we've done with Co-op, 30% of credit union members and prospects name a fintech as their primary financial relationship. When you look at all members 45 years or younger, that number becomes 40%. And 50% of all members hold anywhere from 3 to 5 main financial relationships, with another 20% holding anywhere from 5 to 10. What does this all show us? Well, number one, fintechs are no longer a fringe element of disruptors and innovators that are seeking to sort of bite around the edges of the primary consumer experience. They are becoming the financial experience, the de facto way people expect to be served across their financial lives. And so what have they done so well, and what do we see now emerging in the next 1 to 2 years, very, very important to consider? They've done 3 things exceptionally well. They have bundled together access to what are commodity banking products, typically checking, debit relationships, card relationships, savings account relationships. They have integrated the 3 most critical aspects of digital payment streams for the consumer. That's contactless, P2P, and mobile wallets. And they have integrated that experience into an entire lifestyle ecosystem that the fintech has curated on behalf of their users and their end customers. So if we think about these 3 things in context, it's the products connected to seamless fluidity in terms of experience and interactions, connected to the relevance of needs that people have. That's what putting the membership in the middle of the P&L really means.
Thank you very much for that information, Nikhil, and stay tuned for more coverage of Think 21 here on CU Broadcast.